Now, John Rabenach, more popularly known as Dr. John, is not only a 6 times Grammy winner, he's a New Orleans musical icon. Hitting the headlines in the 70s with his southern voodoo rock, he's since worked with B.B. King, The Stones, Dylan, Van Morrison, the Allman Brothers, and a host of other greats. He's played Glastonbury. And he's featured memorably in Martin Scorsese's film The Last Waltz. I spoke to him last night, just before he went on stage at the London Jazz Festival, where he was rehearsing a bit of music by his great New Orleans hero, the legend, Professor Longhair. The late lamented Professor Longhair. Fantastic. And you were originally a guitarist, was that right?
That's
and then you
correct.
Had an accident with a handgun. Tell us about that.
I got shot in my finger. This car bone, he was pistol whipping the singer with my band. And I remembered, because he was underage, that his mother had told me while she was cutting some meat, she said, if anything happens to my son on the road with you, I'm going to cut your cojones off just like this piece of meat.
So you waded in and you got shot in the finger.
Yeah.
And that stopped your guitar playing, so you turned to the piano eventually instead. Your great big breakthrough album, Gree Gree, refers to voodoo, and it's been called voodoo rock. Just give us a little sense of what voodoo rock meant.
All right, well...
Very southern, wonderful.
But that song was just one song we did on a Gree Gree album.
Yeah.
But I felt something spiritually correct.
And this great New Orleans scene was breaking through to the charts and so forth. And then 63, 64, a bunch of English boys come and spoil it all, yeah? The Beatles must have been a pain in the backside to you.
Hey, you know, look, actually, I went on the road with Ringo. George Harrison was a close friend of mine, and this was all later in the game.
And then you got into the sort of more psychedelic scene, and you were more dressed up, and you did a great stage act and so forth. Was that taking some of the spirit of Mardi Gras to the mainstream?
Well, I was trying to just preserve New Orleans voodoo as it was when I was a youngster.
An astonishing city, and of course recently a city that was struck by tragedy. What did you feel about overall the American government's response to the New Orleans disaster?
It was pathetic.
Pathetic.
And I don't like anything that was going on at the time that happened, and I still don't like a lot of stuff that's happened in the Lower Ninth Ward, which was a neighborhood that was where a lot of people that meant a lot to me came from. It's just some old time boogie woogie.
And of all the greats that you've played with and worked with, if you could bring one of them back now to play with again, who would it be?
I would love to get Joe Tex.
Joe Tex.
He gave James Brown a lot of the dance steps that he did. He did a lot of stuff that Jackie Wilson's mic tricks was all came from him. But Joe was a good guy.
But you've worked with everybody, Sonny and Cher, Bob Dylan, all the greats of American music, I guess. And you still like to be on the road?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a privilege. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
And thanks. Have a blessed day.
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right.
Dr. John talking to me at the Barbican Centre in London. Afterwards, he and the band treated us to an exclusive performance on stage, and you can see that in full at the end of next week's show. You may have seen my last interview last week with the New Orleans music legend Dr. John, and we leave you this morning with a performance he recorded especially for this show. It's a track from his new album, The Spirit of Satch. This is Dr. John and Motherless Child. Goodbye.
Sometime I feel like a motherless child. Sometime I feel like a motherless child. Sometime I feel like a motherless child. Long way in the heavenly land.